Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1143. Visible translated text is as follows. 112 Mrs. Emil Selig, sworn for the defendant. I am Mrs. Frank's mother. Mr. and Mrs. Frank have been living with us 2 years. The sideboard is in the same position it always has been, except when we sweep under it. We had lunch on April 26th after 1 o'clock, about 10 minutes past 1. Mr. Frank came about 20 minutes past 1 while we were eating. He sat down with us and ate. Mrs. Frank and I left before he did. We left about 1:30. He was still eating at the table. After the opera, while we were on the streetcar passing Jacob's drugstore, we saw Mr. Frank at about 6:10. I happened to look up at the clock and saw it was 6:10. We stopped at my sister's, Mrs. Loeb, before going home. Mr. Frank was there when we got there. We saw nothing unusual about him. No scratches, bruises, wounds, or marks. We got home about 6:30. We sat down to supper about 7:15. Mr. Frank ate with us. We finished at 7:15. We played cards that night in the dining room with a party of friends. Mr. Frank and his wife did not play. They do not play poker. They play bridge. He was sitting in the hall reading. Mr. Frank answered the doorbell and let in some of the guests. He came in once while we were playing cards to tell us about a joke that he had read about an umpire, and he laughed out very heartily. He went to bed between 10 and 10:30. He told us all good night before going. Mrs. Frank followed a few minutes afterwards. We played cards until about 12. I did not hear the telephone ring next morning. It did not wake me up. I saw Mr. Frank next day about 11 o'clock. I saw no blood spots or marks or bruises or cuts about him. I think he was arrested on Tuesday. Cross-examination. I am not mistaken about seeing Mr. Frank about 1:20 on Memorial Day. We were eating dinner when he came in. Mrs. Frank got home about 11 o'clock Sunday. He told us he had been sent for to come to town. He spoke of a crime having been committed. I asked him what had happened. I don't remember that he told me about the crime. He did not seem unconcerned about it. I said at coroner's that I thought he seemed unconcerned about it. I don't remember his remarking about the youth of the girl or the brutality of the crime. He didn't describe any wounds. He didn't give any theory as to how it happened. He was anxious as to how it happened. I have forgotten what suits Mr. Frank wore Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I think I said before the coroner that he wore the same suit Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But I was mistaken. I do not remember saying before coroner whether Frank evidenced any curiosity or advanced any theory about it or not. I knew he wore one suit during the week and a different one on Sunday, and my impression was that on that Sunday, he wore the same one. I don't think Mr. Frank mentioned the name of the girl that was killed on.